Lawyers, Police Abusing Detained Hong Kong Protesters. By Francis Martel on August 15, 2019. Attorneys for some of the dozens of Hong Kong residents arrested for participating in pro-democracy protests in the last 3 months said on Wednesday that police officers have abused their clients, forcing them to drink what they believe was toilet water. Protests have continued this week after thousands shut down Hong Kong International Airport on Monday and Tuesday in a bid to get the attention of the Hong Kong government. Protesters have issued 5 demands to the government, among them freedom for imprisoned peaceful dissidents. Protesters left the airport in the early morning hours of Wednesday after police raided it, seeking to extract 2 men that protesters had tied up, suspecting them to be Chinese communist agents. One of the men was confirmed to be a propagandist for the Global Times, a communist media outlet. The Hong Kong protest movement is largely leaderless, and intentionally so, instead focusing on the ideals of individual freedom that protesters are defending. To the extent that the movement has leaders, however, they are veterans of the 2014 umbrella revolution that Beijing suppressed, some of whom remain imprisoned for refusing to respect the power of an autocratic state governed from over 1,000 miles away. The accusations raised by attorneys for the recently detained protesters raises questions about the treatment that activists like Chan Kin Man, Edward Leung, and Benny Tai in prison. Tai was released on Thursday on bail, a sign the Chinese regime is concerned about pressure from abroad about human rights abuses against protesters. The Hong Kong Free Press, HKFP, reported on Thursday that 2 jailed protesters, who wished to remain anonymous, sought to denounce police for abuses against them. Activist Andy Chan, who spoke on their behalf, said that the protesters were accusing police of offering the men undrinkable toilet water while detained. "Hong Kong's toilets use salt water," leader the protesters to believe police were making them drink unlimited toilet water as an insult. Multiple protesters, the HKFP noted, have also complained that police have not allowed them to retain a lawyer or speak to one if they already had one, including a protester who appeared at the same press conference masked and refused to give her identity. This past weekend, arrests became more violent as police disguised themselves as protesters before beginning to beat and tie up people participating in protests. A video circulating on social media showed a person wearing a black shirt and hard hat, the typical uniform of the protesters, squeezing an injured protester into a pool of his own blood and insisting to him, "I'm on your side," as the man pleaded with the police not to hurt him anymore. Among those arrested for participating in protests are 2 foreign men, one of whom insisted he was not a protester. The governments of the Philippines and South Korea confirmed that they were aware 2 of their citizens were in Hong Kong police custody. The Filipino man contends he should not be charged for illegal assembly because he was not participating in protests. Should evidence surface that the treatment Hong Kong protesters are facing extends to foreigners, the Chinese Communist regime, which oversees the Hong Kong government, would have to answer questions from foreign states about human rights violations and subduing the pro-democracy movement. The revelations Wednesday also lead to questions about the treatment of protesters serving prison time for organizing anti-China events. Among them is Edward Leung, a former student serving a 6-year prison sentence for rioting against the Chinese regime in 2016. Leung is credited with coining the slogan of the protests, "Reclaim Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times," while advocating for independence from communist China. In July, Leung issued a letter citing the Bible and urging protesters to abandon hatred. "We hope society takes a lenient view of the rioters, in the riots categorized by the government, and listens to their unheard calls," he said. "I think we should also be mindful of our own words and actions, whether they would get us closer to our goals, or further." Another activist leader, Benny Tai, sentenced to 16 months in prison beginning in April, also continued to encourage protests from within prison in regular letters. The legal scholar's treatment in prison became the subject of controversy last week as police forced him into solitary confinement for refusing to engage in prison labor as a way to participate in the citywide general strike against the government on August 5. Fearing backlash, Hong Kong authorities freed Tai on Thursday while his case awaited appeal. If his appeal is denied, however, he will return to police custody. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.